something for us as a team to now win two games in a row, but doesn't really matter. We just want to stay even keel and understand the significance and importance of this game. And so we'll see how practice goes today.
Well, for Allen, you know, there's that comfort level. He's worked extremely hard, not only physically to come back from his injury, but also mentally to take in this playbook. And he's a leader in that wide receiver room. And our guys feel that, they know that, and he leads by example. He's not a real vocal guy when he doesn't have to be. So I think it's more of just comforting for everybody, you know, coaches included, to get him out there and see exactly where he's at.
He still slings the ball pretty damn good. You know, he can throw it both from a release standpoint, different platforms, accuracy, arm strength, you know, as good as damn near anybody in the league, and I still see that. Getting paid doesn't change who you are, you know, as far as from a talent level. But I'm sure it made him feel good that he was wanted and, you know, stands a good chance to finish his career here, et cetera. But he's still got to go out and do it. I think today's practice will be a good indicator, you know, after pushing himself a little bit yesterday, see how he feels today. You know, it was kind of interesting because they really hadn't given up many prior to that. So it's probably a little bit of an anomaly there. And the Vikings didn't do anything really special to get him other than they did a really good job of rushing their four guys. So I don't see it being a trend for them, but we'll see.
Feeling great, you know, and definitely anxious to get back out there. You know, it's been a tough couple weeks, you know, just having to watch the game from the sideline, so I'm excited. You know, just us both just want to put the work in. You know, I think that's what it is. You know, just taking time after practice, in between periods and stuff like that. I mean, it's a pretty simple defense, and as far as structure and things like that. But I mean, they have a ton of athletes in the back end. You know, I think for them, you know, both sides kind of really complement each other. You know, up front and in the back end. You know, they got good pass rushers, good DBs, and stuff like that. You know, I know as far as the Jets game, you know, starting off slow a little bit, but, you know, being able to pick it up and really capitalize on certain things, and same thing with Buffalo game.